Well, hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program by the folks who make us proud each and every day, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. We got a slogan on the entrance to the Ag Experience Barn that simply states, if you enjoyed a meal today, thank a farmer. Pretty much says it all. Last call for golfers. I'm talking about any of you who'd like to play in the Corn Cob Open, June 10th, Grand Falls Casino and Golf Resort. Better get registered, and you can do that by going online at sdcorn.org. You can call the office. We're at 605-334-1100. June 1st kicks off National Dairy Month. Unless you think the old stockyards guy knows nothing about dairy, think again. The Wooster brothers milk two cows twice every day, and those two provided an ample supply of milk and cream for the Hank and Frank clans. One was a little Jersey, the other a home-raised Hereford. With that in mind, I'll toss out a few words that have little meaning in today's dairy operations. Milk stools, buckets, kickers, flies, and hand separators, to name a few, all serve as a great reminder of just how advanced have become our dairy producers. However, one aspect of dairy production remains the same, that is that the dairy farm families in South Dakota take great pride in producing wholesome quality products that not only help their families grow up strong and healthy, but our families as well. Allow me to pass on a few facts regarding the importance of the dairy industry. As of April 2021, there were approximately 150,000 dairy cows in this state, and according to South Dakota GOED, milk production in South Dakota over the past 10 years increased by 69%. According to South Dakota DANR, livestock-related activities contribute about $5.8 billion to our state's economy, with $878 million coming from dairy-related activities like cheese manufacturing, dairy cattle, milk production, and processing. Very simply, our state's dairy producers need and deserve a huge thank you for all that they do. This month is a great time to do just that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be careful and thanks for what you do.